Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is Brandy J with Voices of Courage. I want to ask you a question. What if something heinous was happening to you right in public, something that you couldn't even imagine, but even more so, you couldn't even imagine that other human beings around you aren't even attempting to help you? When does that ever come into play? When do people get to take that part of them and say, it's, I don't have to get involved? When do we stop and start expecting things from another that actually make sense? Would you want someone to help you if someone was hurting you? I would say you would. I don't know too many ignorant folks that would sit out there and say they wouldn't, but considering the fact what just happened in this situation here, there probably is. Let's go. Well, you can definitely look into it and look it up. Not too sure what state that was, but yeah, lady on the train raped for 40 minutes, a few stops, and guess what? She wasn't on that train alone. There was people on that train that sat by and did nothing. I don't know why, but they videotaped it. Did they think that was helping? Huh. Let's take this in for a minute. Woman being harassed by some man. This mother freaker had the gall audacity to rape her on the train. And this is the thing, not knowing if anybody would do anything, or did he just get a feel like nobody was going to do anything, or he knew he was just, that was so crazy that nobody would dare do anything because of his boldness. See, the part I really just want to focus in on today is not that in itself. You know, because the thing is, what we have so much violence in this world amongst human to human, with so many excuses from other people why it just is, up until the point when it's them or if it affects them. But this is the thing. When do we stop bullshitting one another? And when I say bullshit, let me go ahead and throw this at you. Now, you know that little jab, 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 you know, that's been going on. And then the whole mask thing, right? You know, people were telling other people, like, you have this duty to fellow man, to protect, to, you know, have respect, to want to keep people safe, right? Right. Okay. At convenience, right? Like I told somebody earlier, it's only really if it affects you. So it just shows the magnitude of the sincerity and how really one-sided and selfish that is. It's really about that person, right? Because then in a whole other instance, people don't, you know, when do you pick and choose when, you know, that was like an all-around thing when you care about other people's well-being, right? That's a load of crap. But what about when it comes to situations like this, when a woman is literally on a train full of people? If you can't be on a train full of people and not get any help, what in the world is going on here? And they sat there, but they videotaped. And by the time someone got there that was of a, of law enforcement, he asked who's seen and were there some people that taped it and, you know. So where I sit with this right now is the accountability factor of the people that were on that train that did nothing for whatever reason, scared or not, you did nothing. You could come up with all the excuses in the world and say, because we didn't know if he's going to do this, this, and that. But this is what people need to try on for size sometimes, putting themselves in that person's situation. Or if it was someone you loved, your child, your daughter, something. Then what happens? Wouldn't you have wanted someone to help? So therefore, people are so used to giving those little coddly excuses or saving their own skin before they'll ever help somebody, will be the first people crying to get help. But this is the thing. Things happen in life, and it's called empathy, and it's called wrong. And that was wrong. Oh, yeah, of course that was wrong what he did. Don't even try it if you're trying to stay with that man, because this is not what this is about right now. This is what this is about. And this is about people, accountability, society. The same society that said everybody owed everybody protection from, you know, the little viral thing going on, that we needed to be mindful of that and protect, you know, all that. Yeah, that same energy. Well, where is it? See, what I'm saying is people try to categorize and be like, but when it really comes down to is bullshit. What if that were you? What if that were someone you loved? How do people just sit amongst and not say or call or do anything? This is something that people need to take a time out on and not even try to run their mouths and debate or dispute, but think. Stop trying to figure out people and say, well, those people were that, what those people were that. And just shush and sit down and think about the world that our children are growing up in and how we think it doesn't affect, but it does. It's about time people start to pay attention, listen, let it soak in, and start having some damn empathy. But if you have no solutions, then your talk is waste. If it's not educating or helping somebody, but if it's just bantering on your thoughts, views, and opinions, everybody should be on the same page with this here, but apparently not, because there are a bunch of people that sat back and watched it. So all I'm saying is, what's going on, humanity? I don't know, but you tell me. So, what if that were you? Goodness gracious. Guys, we're going to take a little break. Don't go too far. This is your girl, Brandy J, right here with Voices of Courage. And we'll be back. And we're back here, Voices of Courage, with your girl, Brandy J. Yes, yes, yes. Now, before the break, we had talked about the woman that was raped for 40 minutes on the train with no help. People were around, I think it was, 40 minutes, and no one did anything, but they filmed it. Wowzers. Guys, something seriously wrong there. And we got to start digging deep, not just within other people, in ourselves. We spend so much time worrying about what other people have going with themselves and their personal and their decisions. But yet, something right here, boom, someone is being basically attacked, raped. So you're not even safe, and you're around people, like no one will help you. Now, I'm not going to say any in particular, but I was told there's a place like that where if you fall out or you get attacked, then they don't help there. That stands out to me because I'm watching this very country, this world, this country kind of just take this even more morbid turn. But you know what's even morbid is that the people are going with them. The very same people that were, what can I say, seemed like really good, wholesome people. And then all of a sudden something happened here where something shifted with the mindset. And these people probably didn't even expect it to be turned into the very people that they would say once upon a time, or maybe even now, because cognitive dissonance is a mother freaker, that they still stand for something. But I don't know. I don't know if it causes divide, division, hate, and people are in danger. And, you know, if it doesn't make sense, then it doesn't make sense. But yeah, here we go, play along with everything still. So, I mean, who can we really be looking at really crazy these days? You know what I mean? You know, you got people out here thinking for themselves, you know, critical thinking is looked at as conspiracy. I mean, this shit is morbid. You can't make this type of shit up. Before the sleepers. Please. You got to break free of the indoctrination. Let some go. All right. Okay, so let's carry on. Now, something like this, we got to truly think about our youth, our children. I just can't understand what kind of world we are trying to have here if we don't participate in it. We are actually sitting by, not doing nothing, and actually letting people control our lives and our narrative and our mindset. And it's true. Because if you don't put boots to the ground and you're not speaking out and you're not even giving two shits about something like this, then it tells me a lot. Sorry, it just does. But this is the world our kids are growing up in. And we have so many people that don't even have a fight in them, want to fight, think they can't, they're up against nothing. What can they do? Nah, 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 this, this, and that. Like, what happened over the decades? But once again, we got to start asking ourselves that. Stop pointing fingers, handing our hands out, waiting for, checking off check marks and saying, oh boy, what's it going to do this year? And start taking accountability. And what are you going to do this year in your community, in your footwork, in your steps? The people, we the people that have very much so input into this society, this world, that constitution that no one even freaking really takes and use it or read it, because you know why? Because you've been okay indoctrinated possibly, or you feel like you can't do anything, or you don't know any better. Because let me tell you something, you can have all the excuses in the world why this isn't going to work and the system is that and system that, and you don't even know because you're not even in it. You can see what you see and want to know what you want to know. You can think you know what the checker game they're playing and everything. But the thing is, if your foot's not in it, if your heel's not in it, then what are you even talking about it for? Like, what do you even know to say that things aren't going to change? Because let me tell you something, just like God spoke the world into existence, words have power. Let me tell you, so powerful. You don't even realize that we're speaking when you spelling, like any of that stuff. People are oblivious to it. And then they're like, yeah, right. You know why? Because you think it's the movie stuff, because they indoctrinated, they conditioned you to think that. Goodness gracious. But let me tell you something. As long as you say you can't do something, then it won't be done. But isn't it worth trying? Especially if you have children living in this world. Yet there's children in general. If you're not going to do it for you, do it for them. Do it for yours. Because if you don't, nobody else is going to do it. Not from people you're checking off, putting ballots in the box for. It's up to you. So what are you going to do for yours? Because if not, you're basically saying, I'm going to give you into this indoctrinated world that I already know about and I'm awoke to, but hey, I'm not going to do a damn thing about it because, hey, it's been going on for so long. Why not? Let me tell you. I don't know why people don't think shit won't trickle down around their surroundings as they can escape this shit. Guys, dig deep, deeper. And if it ain't solutions, and you think you can hide from this, life is happening, things happen. But so much bigger than we can even imagine. Picture it as a test of humanity to see when are we finally going to make the change. What's the change? Dig deep. But let me tell you something. I got nothing to do with pointing at anybody else. I would like to thank you for tuning in. This is your girl, Brandy J, Voices of Courage. Please, 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 definitely interact. There's a poll, active poll on the Anchor site. I think I have a link to it where you can engage and ask questions, or I think you can answer the questions. And definitely follow the link where you can subscribe and become the ultimate paid member. But I do appreciate you all. And this is Brandy J, Voices of Courage. Until next time.